Blog Talk Radio.
I'm listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, I had to start it off a little classic funk jam right there from the late, great Bernard Wright. Who Do You Love from 1985. Good evening to you. Of course, it is another Thursday. You know what that means. It means Thursday night throwback or throwback Thursday night. I'm your host, Don Thielen. For the next 2 hours, I'm going to be jamming old school R&B, funk, and soul your way, because we got music on the way from Maze and Frankie Beverly. We got some Grace Jones on the way, and I might hook up a little Jodeci. So the phone lines are open also. If you want to call in and hang out with me, the number to dial is 646-668-8537. 646-668-8537. 8537. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me. Make sure you tell a friend if they're on Facebook to go to the Facebook page, Solar Records Radio. Like the page. Tell a friend to like the page. Tell a friend's friend to like the page. You know how it goes if you want to support the show. And thank you so much for all those who are listening to the show and supporting the show. You can go to wardellpottsjr.com or solarrecordsradio.com if you want to get some cool merchandise, some hats, some mugs, well, caps, mugs. If I'm not mistaken, there are still some masks left because, again, we are still in a pandemic, so I want you guys to stay safe out there. I don't know what variant we're in right now, so just act accordingly, you know. But again, thank you so much for hanging out. We're going to go ahead and get this show started, man. Of course, we might have my partner call in a little later on today. Of course, for those who just tuning in, just know he lost his cousin, and definitely want to send prayers out to him, you know, going through that transition and whatnot. So prayers sent his way, and anyone out there who's going through something right now, man, I definitely feel you, and I want to send my prayers to you as well. So go ahead and get this show started. Take you back to 1984. Give you one of my all-time favorite jams from the lovely Miss Sherelle. Of course, I didn't mean to turn you on. You guys keep it locked right here again. It is Throwback Thursday night right here on Solar Records Radio. Keep it locked right here.
think you're all that? That ain't even like that. Think I'm gonna break down? I got them all around, baby. All around the world. Be back here. Anyway, listen, I got to say.
Relax a minute, have a seat, sit down. A lot lately I've been seeing you around. Oh, yeah. You're looking good. I don't know if it's the clothes you wear, but when you walk by, I can't help but stare.
From the album The Rude House from 1992, classic Rude Boys, beautiful song called My Kind of Girl. Of course, everyone knows Rude Boys, you know, most famous for the song Written All Over Your Face song. If I'm not mistaken, that song went all the way to like number one on the R&B charts in 1990, of course, 91, you know, and I'm very particular in 91 because 91, 92 was my senior, going into my senior year of high school, and all the songs, you know, when you're, you know, with the hormones, you're getting with the girl, you like the girl, things like that. I mean, Rude Boys had a beautiful ballad called Are You Lonely For Me? You guys got to check it out. Of course, Jodeci, which I'm going to play later on in the show. I mean, Forever My Lady, Stay. Just a lot of great slow jams that came out in 91. With You by Tony Terry, like the wedding song of wedding songs, if you guys remember that. Just a lot of great, great music from that era, man. And I got to say this, rest in peace to, of course, two of the members of the Rude Boys are no longer with us. Of course, Bingo, Larry Marcus, goes by the name of Bingo. He passed away a few years back, and we lost Buddy Banks also of the Rude Boys. He was the one with that real high-pitched voice. Joe Little, shout out to Joe Little, the third, if I'm not mistaken. He's still out there performing, still out there. Of course, the lead vocalist of the Rude Boys, he's still out there doing his thing. So shout out to Joe Little. Hopefully we can get him on the show. Hint, hint, you never know. So, but yeah, I love Written All Over Your Face, and I might have it. I might have to hook that up, you know, later on down the road, man, because I love the beginning where they're like, yo, Larry, you go sing the song. I'm a little hoarse right now. Yeah, I love the little the talking in the beginning of the song, and then they go ahead and start, you know, doing that Written All Over Your Face thing, you know. So I love that. So, guys, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me. I'm going to go ahead and keep this music going. I'm going to give you a funk class. I'm going to take you all the way back to 1982 and give you an underground funk classic from the group The Richie Family. You hear it in the background. Name of the song is called I'll Do My Best, and I'll do my best for you guys, playing all the hits for the next couple hours of next hour 34. You guys keep it locked right here, Solar Records Radio.
my hope, and I can't let you go. You are the one who, you are the one who makes me feel so real, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, what am I supposed to do? Oh, what am I supposed to do, baby, when I'm so hooked up on you? Then I realize, oh, I realize that you
You're listening to Solo Records Radio. Of course, I had to hook that up from 1984, music from the lovely Miss Jocelyn Brown, Somebody Else's Guy before that, giving you a little Philly soul, Philly International, to be exact, from 1978. Of course, another lovely young lady, Miss Jean Carn, Don't Let It Go to Your Head, and of course, started off the block with a classic underground funk classic from the Ritchie family from 1982. Of course, the name of that song is called I Do My Best. Of course, we got an hour and 17 minutes of the show. Got plenty of time to jam with you. And I couldn't do this without my partner, Wardell Potts Jr. Of course, he is a songwriter, producer, drummer extraordinaire. See, I didn't say singer-songwriter, you know, but because you can't, you know,
you
the singing
have.
Part.
You
know. Singer-songwriter, Wardell Potts Jr. No. What's going on, Wardell, man?
Much love, bro. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I definitely sent you a shout-out earlier today, of course. Again, sending condolences out to the loss of your cousin and everything. And I'm sure everyone that's listening are definitely sending their prayers to you also, man. So I know you're busy, and I didn't want to hold you up too long, but I appreciate you hanging out with me for this, you know, for this quick second.
Oh, yeah, man. You just said something completely. Thank you very much. Appreciate the love, brother. Appreciate the love. And hello to everybody that's hanging out with you tonight. This is it's nice. I'm glad I had stepped away from radio, but it's hard there because it's much fun when you hear this music. It really, really like good.
You're breaking up just a little bit. Let me get it. You're breaking up just a little bit on the audio.
All right, I apologize. Is that any better?
Yes, a whole lot better.
Okay, great. I just relocated. Okay, so I just want to say I appreciate it, you know, you playing this music because it's really asking me to call in because it's really it's fun and uplifting, and it just reminds me that, you know, sometimes, you know, like we run away from things. Because we just don't know how we're gonna deal and how, you know, I was like, I don't want to be around people right now. But sometimes that's exactly what you need is to be around people when you're hurting, you know. And so and I did that today. I went to be around people. I had a lunch meeting with the uncle of my nephew, my cousin. And then we had a great talk, and he shared some things with me that really blessed me. And then I went to the church and cleaned the church. You know, and it was just like, yeah, they said they needed some help cleaning and stuff. So anybody want to come in after 6, because most people get off of work at 6, come on over. And they said, anybody before 6, you want to come, just come. So I went over there, and it was just a couple of us in there, and it was just like, it was such a blessing just to be there and cleaning the church, vacuuming and just talking and, you know, and yeah, everybody was, of course, saying their condolences and stuff, but it was just good to be around people. And then, the music, when I just listened to you doing your show, it just really blessed me again. I'm like, man, the thing that I'm running away from is the thing that I need to be running to because it really makes me feel good.
Thank you.
My God, I'm fan of myself right now. Oh, yeah, yeah. But it's all good. That motivates me about my show tomorrow. And so I'm excited to just, you know, get back on the radio. I miss my little cousin. He's my little cousin, so he's my cousin's cousin. I mean, cousin's son. So it's like my little cousin. He's only 36 years old, so it just really broke my heart to lose him. But, you know, we know he's in a better place, so it's all good. And we're moving forward. We're doing our best to move forward.
Well, man, I appreciate you taking the time out, you know, going through, you know, those emotions and whatnot and coming to hang out and talk about it a little bit. I appreciate the love that you have for me. You love not only just the show, the love you have for me and everything. And I want to have a little moment of levity. Right now, because I know, you know, you're feeling a little down, but man, for all the new listeners out there, I got a couple of new listeners that are listening right now, and one of your signature songs that I'm going in your stash right now and play one of your signature songs. Of course, for those who don't know, this man of course, was in the group Dynasty from Solar Records, Sounds of Los Angeles Records, and he became really mean on the pen as far as his writing skills, his producing skills, and whatnot, and did a lot of projects on the side. And played drums with the Whispers, or on the Whispers, some of the Whispers' greatest hits. And that's what I'm going to play. I'm going to play one of the Whispers songs to see if someone can go down, so I can take the people who are listening down memory lane and be like, oh, he did that song? Well, man, talk about a little bit about the making. Again, I love every time you talk about it, but talk about the making of Keep On Loving Me. And just briefly, man, just for all the new listeners out there that are listening, and they want to be like, what else, Potts? What else? That name is familiar. Where can I pinpoint that name? And talk a little bit about that, man. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I just wanted to let you know the respect that I have for you and what you've done over the past during that era, and what you've been doing lately. Of course, that goes you know, without saying, but talk a little bit about that song and the making of that song.
Well, I just actually picked up the album, platinum album, and of that, and I'm looking at it right now. And so I was just really, really blessed because, you know, I remember wanting to, you know, really get into the writing part because I was playing drums on all these songs and these hits, but I wasn't writing them. And William Shelby is the one that told me that, you know, that's where the money is. I was like, really? And so the drum machine and all that stuff came in. And so it really made me a little nervous when they had those drum machines and they were sounding really good. And I was like, man, I'm going to lose my job. So I really started focusing on writing. And so my first couple of songs was on Dynasty. And then this one song, Keep On Loving Me, I just was writing it. And I remember asking a guy to help me come up with a bridge. And he was like, he wasn't hearing the bridge. But then my other than William Zimmerman heard it, and he came up with a bridge right away, and I was like, oh, I love it. And so, and Leon heard the song, and he was like, oh, I love this. Let's get this together. So we went in the studio, and downstairs from our office, we went in the studio and started recording it. So I played every instrument because I wrote it, so I was playing. I played every instrument. And then Leon put this guitar part on with the bass, and he was playing the guitar part, so he was playing really high on the bass, and it sounded so good, we decided to keep it. And plus, it was unique sounding. So we kept that, and so it's just Deanna and I actually playing that song, and once the Whispers put their vocals on it, it was over. I was like, whoa. So that is how that song came about.
Wow. Guys, again, you're listening to Solar Records Radio, of course, Throwback Thursday Night. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. Of course, I have to, you know, for all the new listeners, again, all the listeners on the show, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out. And you know, there's nothing else really I can say. So let's go ahead and take you back. Classic 1983 from the Whispers, of course, my man here doing what he did on the song. This is Keep On Loving Me. You guys keep it locked right here. Giving you classic R&B and funk and soul. Solar Records Radio.
Just
Give me a little soul from the island. Of course, that is the third world, actually third world, not the third world, third world from 1977, Now That We Found Love. Of course, before that, lovely Miss Grace Jones from 1982, My Jamaican Guy. And speaking of Grace Jones, there's a viral video out her performing probably a few weeks ago. So now she's 72, 74 years old, and she's still wearing lack of Strong J clothes. You know, you remember her character Strong J in Boomerang? Well, she's out there, you know, got her hind parts out and just dancing and doing her thing and just rocking. I'm like, go ahead, sister, do your thing. Of course, she's still out there performing. So shout out to Miss Grace Jones, My Jamaican Guy, Pull Up to the Bumper, I'm Not Perfect, But I'm Perfect for You. This is a great song. And of course, she did her thing in Boomerang. And by the way, if you guys remember, and again, I'm an 80s baby. I grew up in the 80s. There was a movie she was, she played a vampire. I think the song was the movie was called Vamp. So check it out. She was in that. I think, of course, the Conan movies she was a part of, did her thing. But I always remember her as Strong J. Strong J. Love that. But shout out to Miss Grace Jones out there kicking and showing her little cheeks out and all that good stuff. And, of course, started off the block with my partner, Wardell Potts Jr., of course, song he wrote, produced, of course, Keep On Loving Me by The Whispers from 1983. Let me go back to Third World for a second. Again, I love Now That We Found Love. I love that song. For the past probably 10, 15 years, I've been on a reggae kick, and I love reggae, don't get me wrong, but I've been getting reggae albums, and of course, you know, I'm a big Bob Marley fan, been listening to Bob Marley and the Peter Tosh and you know, all that good music, and Sister Nancy and Shaka Demus and Flyers. Oh, by the way, Angela Lansbury, of course, rest in peace to Angela Lansbury. Of course, she passed away a couple of days ago. And, you know, you guys remember her from Murder, She Wrote. The crazy part about that is someone randomly asked her about the Shaka Demus and Flyers song, Murder, She Wrote. And she absolutely loved that song. Can you imagine Angela Lansbury jamming to Shaka Demus and Flyers, Murder, She Wrote? Just, I mean, really, as someone just asked her out of the blue, oh, there's a reggae song, and she was like, Shaka Demus and Flyers. I talked to them last week or something like that. She said, I absolutely adore that song, Murder, She Wrote. So again, rest in peace to Miss Angela Lansbury. Of course, had a long list of performing and acting, and you know, she's done a lot of things. And of course, again, being an 80s baby, and my grandmother on, I think, Thursday or Friday nights, it was Murder, She Wrote. So it is what it is. So, but again, man, I had to hook that up. And I always think about Jamaica when, you know, when my wife and I went down there. And some of those Jamaicans, they would, like look at our mouths and hear us talk. Because for some reason, they're in awe listening to us speak. You know, like, we're in awe. You know, when they do their patois to each other, we're just listening. It's like, wow, that's amazing. And for some reason, they mutually see us the same way. Now, my wife is a little bit more southern as far as her voice, you know, when she talks. What's the other word I'm looking for? Country. She's a little country. So when she talks and she gets in that strong southern accent, you know, one of the bartenders was like, I just want to hear you talk. I just love hearing you talk. I don't know if he was flirting with her or what, but he was just sitting there just listening to her talk. You know, she's talking to her sister. And they're just going into, you know, their southern patois. I like to say patois in you know, in conjunction with their southern, you know, that thing they do, you know. But no, it's amazing how each other, different cultures kind of in different voices, dialects and things, how we kind of, you know, kind of look at each other from afar and kind of listen to each other and I guess in some cases admire it, because apparently I think he was a little admired by you know, us talking. And just like I said, we were there listening to them doing what they were doing, and they were listening to us just the same. So I always trip out about that. So, but anyway, let's keep this music going. We got about another 50 minutes left of the show. I feel like slowing it down, man. I feel like giving you some, I said I mentioned Jodeci in the beginning of the blog, well, in the beginning of the show. So it's only fair to take you back to the Forever My Lady album from 1991. Of course, this is from 1992. This is You and I. You guys keep it locked right here. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday Night, Solar Records Radio.
I wanna read your mind.
Listening to Solar Records Radio, of course, giving you classic, that was a classic jam from the lovely Miss Shante Moore from 1992. Of course, that is Love's Taken Over. Before that, gave you some classic soul slow jam from 1990 from Mr. Quincy Jones. Of course, Quincy had those albums where, you know, he never sang on them. He always had, like, the people that he knew that sung on his own. He just say, hey, this is Quincy Jones, you know, whether it's Q's Juke Joint or Back on the Block, or The Dude. He's always had somebody do something on his, and to say, oh, that's a Quincy Jones song. Of course, featuring Albie Shore, Elder Barge, James Ingram, and, of course, Mr. Barry White, Taking It Home, talking about that's what a man's supposed to do. I love that part. That's my favorite part when he does that. And then in the beginning, he's like, tell me the secret. I can't get low like that on Barry White. Of course, rest in peace, Mr. Barry White. Of course, started off the block, Jodeci, you and I. We got about another 33 minutes left of the show. Of course, hanging out once again is my partner, Wardell Potts Jr. on this beautiful Thursday evening. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday night, every Thursday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, old school R&B funk and soul. What's up, Wardell?
I'm enjoying the music. I'm having my dinner salad, listening to the music and having a great time. And I thought this might be a time where I could give you a break. And you can go downstairs and get yourself a salad or whatever you get. I know you like to eat.
A salad? Salad? I laugh at salad. No.
Well, you can put whatever you want on top of it.
I know, man. A pizza, everything.
Steak on top of it. Yeah, even a pizza.
Oh, yeah. Put a pizza on top of this salad.
Crazy, man. And so... And I want to take people back. I want to take them back a little bit more old school.
This your block.
Like back in like 1969. Ooh, Lord.
Ooh.
Come on, y'all. We're going to go way, way back. And so we're going to give Don, let him go get him some water and get him the pizza.
Take him back, Wardell. Take him back.
All right, guys. And that's exactly what we're about to do here with the Del Planet for Solar Records Radio. Guys, I just want to play one more in this block. Do you remember this from the movie?
Found what we were looking for.
such an amazing song. And I was just a kid when this movie came out. I don't know if you guys remember the movie, Ben. It was about a rat. He played a love song. I make a love song about a rat. Michael Jackson did that and had us all crying in the movie theater, like cry babies over a rat. And there was Socrates, the white rat. Y'all remember the white rat? Socrates, that was Ben's girl. And they killed the white rat, and there was just blood everywhere. We all were crying again. Oh, Ben was the black rat. And all of a sudden, we had all of this compassion and concern about these rats that were just destroying this house and neighborhood. And Michael falls in love with the cotton picking rat. And now we all in love with the rat. It's like, oh, my God. Did you ever see that movie, Don?
Oh, a long, long time ago. Of course, that came out a couple of years before I was born. But, yeah, I saw it. I remember as a kid watching that movie and didn't know what it was about. But, you know, as I got older, I'm like, okay, Ben is this rat, and I get it, and the song was beautiful. I mean, he made beautiful songs. You know what? The cool thing about soul music, period, R&B music and whatnot, is that, you know, there was a song by the OJs called Brandy. And it was a beautiful song, great song, about a dog, you know? You know, I mean, he broke it. I mean, Walter broke it down. You know, I really miss you, Brandy. When are you coming back home? I'm so all alone. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay, when is Brandy going to come back? Is she... Is this woman, she left him and this and yada, yada, yada. Next thing you know, you're just like, oh, it's about a dog. Okay, cool. Ain't nothing wrong with, you know, loving, you know, having love for his best friend. I get it. But it was just so weird to me that a song could be that beautiful about a dog. But, you know,
well,
hey, it's...
Yeah.
It
depends
it.
On the songwriter. Depends on the songwriter, you know.
And Ben,
songwriters can write
Ben,
about anything.
You know, Ben is in that conversation. I mean, really, it you know, you know, if you want to talk about D'Angelo, Brown Sugar, you know, Brown Sugar, you think he's talking about a beautiful woman? No, he's talking about a blunt. You know, he's talking about you know smoking on this brown sugar. So okay. I was like, okay, sure, whatever floats your boat, man. I get it, you know. I get it, you know. But let's see, we got about another 15 minutes left of the show. So we're kind of over that hump, getting ready to pretty much wrap it up a little bit. We got a couple of songs in the repertoire. You got a couple of more in you? Or, I mean, again, I don't want to feel like, you know, I'm taking advantage of you, but you're on a roll, man. You just played a song about a rap.
Hold on, wait. Okay, yeah. I just found the lyrics. Can I read the lyrics and then I'll play? I'll start this block off and you'll close it out.
My man.
But, okay, listen. Hagel says, Ben, the two of us need look no more.
Look no more.
We
found what we're looking
for. We're looking for. Hold on. Was Ben looking for me and I was looking for Ben? You gotta be kidding me. I was looking for a rat with a friend to call my own. I'll never be alone. You, my friend, will see. You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. Man. To Michael or to the songwriter, it didn't matter. If it was a human or whatever it was considered a friendship. And I just was like, what? That's so intimate for a rat.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
So
well, you know, a sense of,
but,
just a sense of companionship. Just, you know, like I said, when you, you know, when women, you know, or me, or anybody, you know, you have those moments where you're home and you got that pet or whatever, they give you that sense of that companionship. Now, it doesn't have to be nothing crazy. I'm just saying that, you know, the love that you have, there's many, many forms of love, you know, and
exactly.
Again, I don't want to, you know, just go
absolutely.
There and get weird about it. But I don't want to get weird about it. But yeah, it comes from companionship, comes from all types and all angles. And,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, you got people like I take my dog. My dog is a service dog, and so she gets on the plane with us.
Yeah.
And it's my wife's service dog. She goes to church with us. She goes into exclusive restaurants with us. You know, where people are like, oh no, they keep looking. I go, oh no, we can bring her in. And because I go in, and I, out of respect to the owner, I go in first, you know, and I bring my chaplain card, and I say, you know, I'm a chaplain, I'm a first responder, and I have my service dog with me. I say, is there a spot that you can find for us that would be comfortable for your clients, so that everybody's there?
Yeah.
And they're so kind, and say, oh, great, yes, sir, yes, sir. And they always do that. So when you respect them, they respect you. And so, but listen
yeah.
to this. But people, when they get a little carried away and start wanting to bring their horses on the plane, like, hello? He's going to bring a horse on the plane. Get out of here. That's too big of a service animal. Think about it. So we sometimes can get ridiculous with what we want, but we have to be, you know, a little bit more, you know, caring about the situation that we're in. And not make it all about you, because sometimes we just make it about us, and we forget about everybody
mm-hmm.
else, and that's not cool. But listen, the second verse, mm-hmm. the second half, he says, Ben, you're always running here and there. You feel like you're not wanted anywhere. Yeah, nobody really wants rats around. If you look behind, if you ever look behind, and don't like what you find, there's something you should know. You got a place to go. I mean, it's a great lyric, though. You know, if you had love or compassion for a little animal, no matter what it is, but you just have love for it, those lyrics are absolutely amazing. So hats off to the songwriter. Hats off to Michael Jackson for singing it. Hats off to the movie. I mean, but it was just crazy that I was sitting there crying over rats when I was thinking of, when I grew up and I thought about them. Crying over a rat. And, you know, and if I see a rat right now, I'll jump, go crazy, get my gun out and try to shoot it. But back then, I was crying over a rat. So anyway, all right. So that's my story.
That's his story.
I just wanted to share. Yeah, and I'm sticking.
We're
at
10 minutes now, so it looks like we're about to close it out. But, yeah, man, close it out for me, man. You got this.
All right. Well, listen, I'm going to close the show off with that, Mr. Don Fleming. We want to thank all of you guys who tuned in. And
yeah, you're on a roll. You are on a roll.
I am happy. Thanks for letting me do this.
No,
I'm
glad. I'm glad because I can tell you were. I can tell you were down. And I can tell, you know, you had your mind on other things, rightfully so, you know. But the thing about, you know, your cousin, the fact that your cousin loved you, you loved him, and loved the music that you played and whatnot, so, and loved the rivalry, the Cowboys-Eagles thing, you know, all of those things going on. So it's all good, man. Jason, man, rest
it's
in peace,
good.
My brother.
Much rest in peace, Jason. We love you. And to all of our friends, people, the new listeners and everybody, thank you for tuning in and hanging out with Don Fleming. And thanks, Don, for giving me the opportunity to come in and join you and hang
you
out with
you.
You
got it, man.
You
got it.
All right. Good night, everybody. God bless you. Good night. God bless, Don.
Good night.
There've been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got
a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down. Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shows together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. We'll be right back.
No stopping.